Hello and welcome to the Commander's Quarters. I'm your host, Mitch. Glad to have you here. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about Commander on a budget. Today's episode is going to be a quick take. On episodes like these, I give you my initial take on a newly spoiled card or commander from an upcoming set. This show and episodes like this one are possible thanks to viewers like you. If you're looking for an easy way to help support this show, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. Also, hit that bell notification icon so you don't miss any new episodes. And while you're at it, subscribe and review our podcast as well. You can also go check out our playmats and other merchandise at thecommanderscourters.com. Another easy way to support this show is with our TCG player affiliate links. So whether you're buying a deck or individual cards, you can use this general link right here or one in the description. And the final way that you can support this show is by supporting us directly by becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, and I truly couldn't do this without all of their support. Hey everyone, Mitch coming in from the Commander's Quarters studio. Welcome to the show. So on today's episode, I want to highlight a really cool card that just got spoiled from M21. Maybe you've seen already, maybe you haven't, but yeah, here we go. So Brash Taunter is the card I want to talk about today. It's a 1-1 indestructible goblin, and whenever it's dealt damage, it deals that much damage to target opponent, and it has pay 200 red and tap it, and Brash Taunter fights another target creature. So actually, really quick, let me highlight the flavor text, which is amazing. You hit like a kobold, which is fantastic, as kobolds tend, I believe, I don't know if all of them do, but yeah, they have zero power, essentially, so pretty funny. But basically, yeah, this is a, I think it's our first indestructible goblin ever. I could be completely wrong on that. I'm pretty sure that's right, though. But anyways, that's not the part that really excites me about this. Obviously, the part that excites me about this is that, you know, whenever it's hit, whenever it's dealt damage, it deals that much damage to target opponent. This can be an extremely powerful thing, and something that we've seen on a few cards before, but not really too many, actually. So Stuffy Doll is probably the most one-to-one comparison for this. It's a 0-1 construct that costs 5. When it enters the battlefield, you choose a player. It's indestructible, and whenever it's dealt damage, deals that much damage to the chosen player, and you can tap it, and it pings itself for 1. So there are some differences between the two of these. Obviously, Stuffy Doll can be played in any deck. Brash Taunter only can be in red decks, but obviously, so Stuffy Doll has a little notch up on there. But the problem with Stuffy Doll, not problem, I guess, is that once you choose that player, you're kind of stuck on that player unless you've got a way to return Stuffy Doll back to your hand or to blink Stuffy Doll. But basically, yeah, you need to kind of find another way to kind of reassign a player, especially after, you know, let's say that, you know, you end up taking out that player. Then, you know, it doesn't reselect, you know, you just basically have no selection for Stuffy Doll. So yeah. Also being able to ping itself for 1 for free is good, but being able to use Brash Taunter to fight another creature is going to be better. You know, obviously, for the most part, there's going to be another creature on the board, whether it's one of yours or one of your opponents. Let me just double check. I believe you can target one of yours as well. Yeah. Fights on a target creature can be yours as well. So yeah, I mean, being able to fight pretty much any creature on the board, you're going to be able to deal more than 1 damage to the Brash Taunter with that fight. So yeah, Stuffy Doll is essentially pinging for less. Again, both can essentially block the same way and, you know, deal damage that way. But yeah, another kind of comparison that's somewhat similar is going to be Spitemare. Spitemare is a 3-3 elemental that costs 2 Boros Boros. Whenever it's dealt damage, deals that much damage to target creature or player. So this one can deal damage to any creature or any player. Again, Brash Taunter can only deal damage to opponents. That is somewhat relevant, actually, and I might talk about that here in a bit. But basically, Spitemare does have kind of more options when it comes to hitting things, but it's not indestructible, so obviously, you know, if it takes 3 or more damage, it's gone. So Brash Taunter is going to have definitely a leg up on that as well. Some cards that work really well, and actually kind of why I mentioned that you can only target opponents, which is kind of a downside, actually, instead of being able to target any player would be better. Pariah's Shield is an equipment that costs 5, and it says all damage that would be dealt to you is dealt to equipped creature instead. You can equip it for 3. So essentially, you can make yourself kind of invincible by equipping this onto a Brash Taunter or like a Stuffy Doll, essentially. So basically, you know, every piece of damage that's coming at you instead gets redirected to your Brash Taunter, and then you can redirect that to 1 opponent. So this is a fantastic way to kind of make it into a very political card. You know, you can say, okay, hey, the opponent over there who's, you know, got the biggest board in the most, you know, threatening position, they have, you know, this incredible defense up and there's no way anyone can get through. But hey, I've got my Brass Taunter out or Brash Taunter out and I've got Pariah's Shield attached to it. So yeah, hey, why don't you just come and swing through at me and then I'll direct that damage to them. They can't block that. It's just essentially just directing it right at them. Another card that essentially does the exact same thing, but you need access to white. It's going to be Pariah. It's an aura that costs 2 and a white and says enchant creature. All damage we dealt to you is dealt to enchanted creature instead. So Obviously, Prize Shield is going to be slightly better than this. It does cost more to kind of get out and equip, but you can keep it out there. You can reattach it to other things. It can fit in more decks. It is more expensive, I believe, around like $4 or $5 or whatnot. But yeah, being able to essentially, you know, say, okay, all the damage that's going to hit me is instead hitting someone else is pretty fantastic. See, I did mention that is a slight downside, very slight downside, that you can't target yourself with this. You can only target opponents. Again, this is a very corner case, but basically, if you were able to, you know, equip the Prize Shield onto your Brash Taunter and then give it lifelink, if you take damage, then it goes and hits the Brash Taunter. You could target yourself, hit yourself for damage again, which goes back to the Brash Taunter. Essentially, you're creating an infinite loop of damage. Since it has lifelink, then you'd gain infinite life. And yeah, again, it's a corner case, but, you know, there is a small downside to not being able to target yourself with this, but still, it's great. Being able to target opponents is obviously fantastic instead of, you know, being stuck on one player like with Stuffy Doll. Big damage spells obviously can really help out with this card. You know, you cast your Blasphemous Act, you know, usually in a game of Commander, it's going to cost you one mana to deal 13 damage to all creatures. So you're just wiping out all your opponent's creatures, I mean yours as well. Brash Taunter is indestructible, so essentially, you know, it's just going to, it's going to stay on the board, and then it's going to deal 13 damage to an opponent. So yeah, being able to, you know, wipe the board and deal 13 damage to an opponent for one mana is pretty good. Another one, obviously, that could deal a ton of damage as well is going to be Star of Extinction. It's a sorcery for 5 red. It says destroy target land. Star of Extinction deals 20 damage to each creature and each planeswalker. So not only is this taking out creatures and planeswalkers, but you're also going to be able to ping someone in the face for 20, which is just really satisfying. Obviously, any kind of an earthquake spell could be great with this. Earthquake is a sorcery that costs X and a red. It's going to deal X damage to each creature without flying in each player. So this essentially kind of doubles up the amount of damage that you're dealing to one of the players. Let's say that you cast this for, you know, X equals 10. You are dealing out 10 damage to all creatures, 10 damage to all players that include yourself. But then you can, you know, pick and choose which player is getting that extra 10 damage from that Brash Taunter, so that can be really good. Some cards that can really work well with kind of that fight effect, or actually one that works well with the fight effect, the other one doesn't. Anyway, here we go. Malignus is a fantastic card to kind of combo this. Basically, it's a star elemental spirit that costs 3 red. Its power toughness are each equal to half the highest life toll among your opponents rounded up. Damage that will be dealt by Malignus can't be prevented. So basically, this one is, hey, if you fight this, let's say that one of your opponents has, you know, 40 life. So this is a 20-20. You then, you know, are going to fight it. It's going to deal 20 damage to your Brash Taunter, which you can then ping, you know, to essentially take that opponent's life total down half. Or you can ping someone else who might be at a lower life total, or, you know, even kind of, you could even take them out, you know, if their life total is low enough. So, yeah, that could be a fantastic way to do it. Volcano Hellion is another fun one that can kind of work with this in a different way. Fighting it, sure, it's great. It's a 6-5 Hellion, so, you know, 6 damage is good. It costs 2 red, but it has Echo X, where X is your life total, so you're probably not going to be paying this. But anyways, it comes into play. It deals the damage and amount of damage of your choice to you and a target creature. That damage can't be prevented. So essentially, you can basically kind of exchange your life total as a resource for direct damage, basically. I mean, you're dealing it to the Brash Taunter, but again, that Brash Taunter is going to deal it to any of your opponents. So you're saying, okay, I'm down to just me and another player. I've got more life than them. You know, I'm at, let's say, 20. They're at 15. Okay, I choose 15 when Volcano Hellion comes into play. I'm going to ping my Brash Taunter for 15. It's going to ping you for 15, and I win. So, yeah, again, this is kind of like a choose how much damage you want. Obviously, there are certain circumstances this isn't going to work out for you because you can't, you know, just drop your life total down to almost nothing if, you know, you've got a lot of other opponents, you know, if the other two opponents are fine on the board. So, yeah, but there are plenty of circumstances that can work. Another way to make Brash Taunter really deadly is going to be something like a Grafted Exoskeleton. It's an equipment that costs 4. It says equipped creature gets +2/+2 and has infect. So essentially, again, Brash Taunter is going to now have infect. So when it's dealing out that damage, all you need to do is, you know, ping it for 10 points worth of damage, and you're taking out one of your opponents, which is fantastic. There are other ways to give infect to a creature. I believe most of those are in black, though. So if you've got, you know, access, if you've got a Rakdos deck, then yes, you can use those other effects as well. But yeah, Grafted Exoskeleton can work with, you know, any deck since it's an artifact. Potential commanders that Brash Taunter might work really well with. Let's start with Fire Song and Sunspeaker. It's a 4/6 Minotaur Cleric that costs 4 white. It says red instant sorcery spells you control have lifelink. Whenever a white instant sorcery spell causes you to gain life, Fire Song and Sunspeaker deals 3 damage to target creature or player. So this one can work in multiple ways. Most players build Fire Song and Sunspeaker as a kind of, you know, big red spells that deal out a lot of damage, and then they just gain you a lot of life as well. So again, you're casting those earthquakes, you're casting those spells already that, you know, are going to deal a lot of damage to a lot of creatures. And then Brash Taunter just kind of has that Stuffy Doll effect where you're also kind of dishing out that damage to players too. Obosh the Prey Piercer could be another one. It's a 3/5 Hellion Horror that costs 3 Rakdos Rakdos. Again, I'm talking about as a commander. Obviously, this can be your companion, but let's just skip that for now. This is a source you control with an odd converted mana cost to deal damage to a permanent or player, deals double that damage to that permanent or player instead. So this essentially is just doubling up the amount of damage that you're dealing out with Brash Taunter. Because again, I believe Brash Taunter, yes, has 5 converted mana costs, so it will double up. So you're going to be dealing out, you know, if you, you know, deal 6 damage to your Brash Taunter, it's dealing out 12 instead, which can be huge. Another one that can kind of be built in a group slug kind of strategy, or you can be taking it in a lot of different directions, but group slug's probably the way that it mostly goes, is going to be Phantas the Warweaver. And this could use Brash Taunter in a couple different ways, but it's a 5/5 spider with vigilance and reach. It costs 3 black, red, green. It says all creatures attack each combat if able. Whenever a creature attacks you or a planeswalker, you control put a ++1 counter on Phantas the Warweaver. So this one, you're kind of forcing everyone to attack every single turn. So you've got your Brash Taunter in play and you say, hey, you can attack me. You're going to be forced to attack anyways. Attack me with your creature. You don't want to lose that creature. I'm just going to block with my Brash Taunter. And you know what? It's not going to take out your creature, and I'm going to use that damage and ping it at someone else. So essentially, this is a good way to kind of utilize damage and kind of, again, you're forcing attacks. You're already forcing players to take damage, and it's just going to say, hey, I won't take out your creature, but I am going to use your damage to help take out that other player. So again, just another way to kind of utilize Brash Taunter. Nin the Pain Artist is another one that could work fantastically with this. It's a 1/1 Vidalkin Wizard that costs blue and a red. It has pay X blue red and tap it. Nin the Pain Artist deals X damage to our creature. That creature's control draws X cards. So this one can be used, obviously, Nin can be used to take out opponent's creatures or force opponents to draw cards, but it's also a good way to get yourself to draw cards too. So having an indestructible creature that, you know, you're not going to be able to take out, you can just tap this for, let's say, you know, 6, you're drawing 6 cards, you're dealing 6 damage to your taunter sticking around because it's indestructible, and then you get to use that damage and utilize it to hit another one of your opponents, which is fantastic. So yeah, Brash Taunter, I think, just a really interesting card. Again, there are some comparable cards that are already around with it. There are that are like it. Like, again, Stuffy Doll, Spite Mare are some somewhat of examples that are somewhat similar. But Brash Taunter, again, does have kind of some advantages over those. Again, you don't have to pick a player. You know, there's no, you know, when it comes into play, choose one player and you're stuck with that player. This one, you can kind of adjust with whatever situation it is on when it's taking damage, who you want to send that damage to. Again, and then also you can fight creatures on the board again. So essentially every single turn for three mana, you can basically say, okay, the biggest creature on the board has 7 power. I get to essentially pay 3, tap this, and then ping someone for 7. So again, that can be your creature, that can be your opponent's creatures. There are a couple different ways that you can kind of build around this card, a couple different decks that want to utilize this card. But yeah, I just think it's a really interesting one. So that's why I want to highlight this one. Yeah, let me know in your comments below what you think about Brash Taunter. Are there any kind of decks that you'll be utilizing it in? So yeah, let me know in the comments below. And as always, thanks again and have a good one. And make sure you're following us on social media for more updates and sneak peeks on future episodes. Again, a huge thank you to my patrons who helped make this show possible. I truly couldn't do any of this without your support. If you want to support this channel directly, consider becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, including being able to vote on future Commanders for deck techs. There are even tiers where you get your own personalized deck tech dedicated to you. You can check out all the Patreon tiers and rewards at patreon.com/commandersquarters. If you haven't already, make sure that you like and subscribe to the channel. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about budget commander. So while you're at it, go ahead and check out some of our other types of episodes. And with that, I'm out of here. Thanks again, and have a good one.